This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to the session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for spending your time and letting me know. You know, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Go ahead, write it down. I'll wait. joe@therealside.com. You can, there's so much that you can do up on the website, therealside.com, including give me your email address so I can get you involved in what we have going on. Because I do. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you involved. I want you part of the solution, not part of the problem like some of these boneheads are. It is an election year. So even though it's a general election year, you guys need to get off your butts. You need to get the information. You need to make sure you're voting for the right person. I can go on and on and on. You've heard me do this before. Please don't. Don't make our jobs that much harder. Let's not get people in there that won't do the job. They didn't do it locally. Now you send them to Congress. They're not going to do it there. They're going to feel even more intimidated. So, again, vet your people. We used to make fun of Obama and his team for not doing it. Vet your people. The Democrats, yes, the Democrats, they're pushing. They want the taxpayer to fund their dorms and to fund their living arrangements there in D.C. Like, you know, if you're from California, you've got to fly back every week, right? You fly back and forth. I know some legislators, some congresspeople that are sleeping in their offices. You know, they have pull-out couches, that kind of thing. So, and they... and they shower at local gyms and such. The Democratic members of Congress want taxpayers to subsidize their housing, signing on to legislation that would allow them to deduct living expenses from members of the House of Representatives. Representative Bernie Thompson, come on, guess. Yeah, Democrat from Mississippi, introduced a bill that would ban members of Congress from sleeping in their offices and would change the tax code to allow House members to deduct their spending on housing in the D.C. area. Now, the deduction would not apply to senators. They must make a whole boatload more money or something. Thompson has also proposed turning a vacant building near the Capitol Hill into apartments for House members at the expense of taxpayers, which critics have dubbed a congressional animal house. I don't know. I kind of agree with that. No, really. Put them in the Roach Coach motels. Give them vouchers for those hotels only. Let them see what some people live like. Right? It's not all fun. They won't want to hang around their apartments with their girlfriends. They'll want to go actually get some work done. You know what I'm saying? There's a taxpayer watchdog group, Citizens Against Government Waste, criticized Thompson's legislation and his proposed taxpayer-funded dorms. If you want to know what the bill is, it's H.R. 5845. The No Couches for Congress Act, what a joke, which would ban members of Congress from sleeping in their offices. The group said that he also proposed converting vacant resident halls near the Capitol into affordable housing for members of Congress who make $174,000 a year. He claimed that it would be available for members who found housing costs to be prohibitive. Well, D.C. does have very expensive housing costs. I don't know how you would fix that. But I sure as heck don't want another government entity, a government-funded program that loses money that they have to try to keep up on when it comes to maintenance and that kind of stuff. No, thank you. However, the claim that housing is unaffordable is believed by the average monthly cost of a studio apartment in Washington, D.C., which is $1,600. That's not a lot of money when you think about it. I know they have expenses at home and all that. I got that. The average American spends 33% of his or her annual income on housing. Now, the writer said that 10% is, it's only 10% of their salary, so it's not a big deal. But you know what? That's where these stories lose me. Because it's 10%, but it's not their actual living expenses, right? Because when they say the average American spends 33% of his income, so this is cheaper, well, that's not true. They only have, most of them only have one resident. They're paying that 33% on their main house. So it wouldn't be the same. These guys have to have a second place to live. They're in D.C. at least 5 days a week. Now, the bill introduced by Thompson would prohibit congressmen from using their congressional offices for personal overnight accommodations. What are you going to do? You're going to send the Capitol Police there to lock them up, put handcuffs on them, and drag them out? It would also amend the tax code to allow a deduction for living expenses incurred by members. Text of the legislation, you know, is going to change. It's going to change the Internal Revenue Code. Now, the code currently bans deductions for living expenses for members of Congress. I did not know that. Were you aware of that? This legislation would amend the code to allow for up to $3,000 in costs a month if you're within a certain, if you're away from your home state to be there. The legislation has 23 co-sponsors. Now, I should have had this last night for Corey Duncan. Because Elijah Cummings is all over this. He's from Maryland. He doesn't know it, but he's from Maryland. He can't find his district. Other members of Congress, maybe that's it. Maybe, you know, when they're that close, and Maryland's not that far away from D.C. He can drive. Short flight. Take a helicopter. I don't know. But maybe they should have to spend X amount of night, like the reps from Illinois should spend so many nights in Chicago. What do you think? We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conference. I know, I kind of say it like I don't care, but I do care. I do really, really do appreciate the time that you guys are with us and paying attention. I've told you before, if for no other reason, call the sponsors. And when I say call the sponsors, what I mean by that is, we've got sponsors that go out of the way to sponsor the show. They come on the show, they talk to you, they do that kind of thing. And what I want you to do is let them know you care. Let them know you appreciate what they do. Because it's a big deal for them. Shows like, I've told you this over and over and over again. more and more conservatives. There are people from our group that actually went to D.C. over this last week to ask Congress to do something about what was going on. Or what's not what was. It still is going on. You know, Facebook and other social media outlets, they're cranking down like crazy on us. There's very little you can say or do or what have you anymore without them coming, you know, shutting off your videos, shutting off your articles, making them impossible to find. There was a time where we were live on YouTube and you couldn't find it. Right? You couldn't get the video. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But there are Democrats up on the Hill that now feel like, not only since, you know, heck, it's all your money, right? I mean, they've got control of your money when it gets there. Hank Johnson, that's the guy that, that's the brain surgeon who thought we were going to tip over Guam, right? Yeah. I love that guy. Really, if it wasn't for him, I don't know. We'd have very little to talk about. You know what I mean? Now, other members of Congress are not on board and have called Thompson's proposal just a bad idea. Goes on to say, more I think about it, the less likely I would be to support it, said Mike Bishop, a Republican out of Michigan. You know, I mean, think about what you're going to be doing when you put all those guys in the same building. Man, one of the ways, I mean, God forbid the building should collapse on itself, that you'd be able to vote in a whole bunch of new people. He said, I'm here to work, not relive my college days. In a taxpayer-funded dorm, said Representative Dan Donovan, a Republican out of New York. He sleeps in his office to save money. Our national debt's over $20 trillion, so I don't think it's a good idea or good use of taxpayer funds to build a congressional dorm. I love all of this. I mean, these guys get some great responses, right? He said one person says that the public service is not supposed to be comfortable or luxurious. That's a true statement, right? You get up there, you get your job done. And you know what? I don't know if I won't say it shouldn't be comfortable. It depends on what you mean by comfortable. You know, you should be comfortable to be able to sit and read your papers and go through your stuff and that kind of thing and relax and rest and be rested for the morning. I'm okay with that. But I'm definitely not okay, you know, with these luxurious apartments where they're paying you $200-400 a night to be in. That's not cool. I don't know. But let's go back to, I want to go back to what Trump did today in having the rally. And I know I put words in his mouth sometimes, but I love sitting around thinking about what it must be like behind closed doors in his office when they're working through some of these things, right? Can you see him? He's got all this stuff bombarding him about what's going on at the border. And he just finally turns around and goes, you know what, I've had it. These people are so disingenuous, so wrong. They're lying about how they really feel. Let's bring in the parents of the kids that they never did anything about. They didn't, you know, they didn't stand up and applaud these people or show them respect at the, at the State of the Union address that the president gives. That's how much they cared about the Americans. And then one of the angel dads at the White House calls for media integrity reporting on illegal alien crime victims. They're not going to do it. They're not on your side. No, seriously, think about it. Think about all the opportunities, the CNN, MSNBC, you know, ABC, all of those major stations. Think about all the opportunities they have had to report on some of this stuff, and they don't do it. And when they do it, it's like when the Steinle case, when the murderer was let off, all they did was report on A, how he was found not guilty, and B, how the right is not happy with it, so they're in the streets protesting. That was the extent of it. No commentary on how she was shot, what happened. Steve Ronabeck called out the media during a Friday afternoon White House event hosted by President Trump. He told the cameras and law enforcement gathered that he wished the media had the integrity that President Trump had. And people in his administration. Boy, that made the eyeballs pop on the left all over the place. The lack of media coverage for of these family stories was among the topics that the families lamented about from the podium. Now, Steve Ronnebeck, father of the slain young American Grant Ronnebeck, praised acting ICE director Tom Holman, who had given him a challenge coined that day, calling the gesture a sign of integrity. I wish some of our media had the same integrity our president or vice president, Director Holman, and all of you in law enforcement. He thanked the president, vice president, law enforcement, and staff for what they did. Right? Now, I guess Trump is calling them angel families. Maybe others are too, I don't know. Ronnebeck said that 63,000 Americans have been killed by illegal aliens since the 9/11 terror attack. Not 6,300. 63,000. President Trump slammed the media during the Wednesday rally in Minnesota for not covering the victims. The media never talks about the American victims of illegal immigration. He said, I know them well. I know so many of them. I campaigned with them. What happened to our children? What's happened to their husbands? What happened to their wives? And he's right. The media, see, this is why they're not trusted. They're not trusted because Trump keeps calling them out as fake media. They do it to themselves. Look, you spend too much money. You put the wrong gasoline in your car. You drive drunk and kill yourself or hit a tree or whatever. It's not the fault of anybody else but you. You need to learn how to deal with this stuff. You need to learn how to be the big boy in the room. You can't blame something and someone else for all this. So the media needs to stop blaming Trump for their failing numbers and look at what they're doing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time. Be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The White House saying 500 migrant children and parents have been reunited. Caseworkers are working to put children back together with their families. A letter saying more than 15% of the total number of families that have been separated have been brought back together. Parents being given a flyer asking them to contact ICE to help them locate their children. In Washington, the president going after the mainstream media for overlooking the families of loved ones killed by illegal immigrants.
the American victims of illegal immigration. Your loved ones have not died in vain. You know, you hear the other side, you never hear this side.
The president holding an event with these angel families Friday at the White House. And it won't stop raining in South Texas, and those heavy rains are sending people from their flooded homes, as over a foot and a half of rain's fallen in McAllen, Texas since Monday. Over 150 people have had to be rescued. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Your host, you are listening to The Real Time. Yeah, so you could play that for an hour. I'd be fine with it. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate you being engaged and being involved in the conversation and actually doing something, right? Even if you're just getting informed to load your gun to have these conversations for the weekend, and for those of you on the left that are trolling, I don't mean a real gun. Load your mental gun to be able to fight back. Because you guys come out like with shotguns that have no real aim to them. You start throwing stuff out at us like we're supposed to be able to answer it or even keep up with you. My God. I do this every night and I have a hard time keeping up with some of them with the conversations that they have. You know? Seriously. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, being part of the process to fix things. And, you know, you really do have to get out and help fix things. Some of you do it. So, you know, if you're already out there, if you're already cranking away, if you're already being the good guy and making stuff happen, then you know this isn't aimed at you, right? I don't have to do this every time I say it. Some of you are smart enough to pick up on this. You know what I mean. But really, unless you get out there, pound away, and help get the right people elected, then, you know, you're gonna get what you deserve to a degree. So we're talking about how the media has not said anything about the illegal aliens that have taken kids away from parents for life. And then they try to come out looking like the victim, which I would say, you know, Kate Stiley's killer, whose name will not be mentioned. They tried to make him out to be the victim. These people, that's how demented they are. These people are for real. You never hear the mainstream news talk about the permanent separation of kids from their parents. You'll never hear it. So Breitbart News has reported on multiple events, like the National Day of Remembrance for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime, where event organizers gave media outlets notice, yet no media outlets showed up. Then candidate Trump first held a meeting in Los Angeles with victim angel families in July of 2015. After a private meeting, he brought the families before the podium where major media outlets were gathered to cover him. After Trump gave a breach remarks, he turned the podium over to the families to tell the stories. You know, and really to see how what their loss meant to them in their own words. Now, many of the families on the stage with him today, he told them to go for it. Just say what you know, what you believe to be true. The president lauded about the actions of the DHS voice officer that assisted Americans who have been, you know, harmed by illegal alien crimes. Our first duty and our highest loyalty is to the citizens of these United States. You know, think about this. This is now starting to take off in England and France and Italy. You got to take care of your own first. You can't take care of somebody else if you can't take care of your own first. We want safety in our country. We want border security. We don't want people in our country that don't want to go through the process. And actually, that don't want to be here. They just want our money and our benefits. And you know what? As many of you might find that distasteful, it's true. Some of them actually do come here for that. And if you really want to hear that, talk to some of your friends that are in that community that know illegals. And some will flat out say, I don't want to become a citizen. I do want the benefits, but I don't want to become a citizen. Why would you run away from a country? See, maybe that's it. Maybe they don't love their country like some of us love this one. And I'm not talking about the locals either. I'm talking about, you know, Hispanics or South Americans, whatever. He goes on to say, we want safety in our country. We want border security. We don't want people in our country that don't want to go through the process. We want people to come in, but we want them to come in the proper way. He turned to the families, thanking them with the message. He said, your loved ones have not died in vain. Much of what we're doing today is because of what you've had to endure. I mean, these families, God, guys, we can't even imagine. Like the one woman said as she was crying up there today, they did not get a chance to say goodbye like they do at the border. There was no I'll see you later. There was no goodbye, we'll catch up later. None of that. They were brutally murdered. Once one woman's son, okay, was sexually assaulted for hours, was tortured for hours before he was killed. But you never hear that on the news. Oh, that was that MS-13 gang. Right? These were these young kids that we had to give a second chance to. And a third, and a fourth, and a fifth, and a sixth. Come on, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Peter Strzok was saying yesterday that he was going to think about the deal he was going to try to make with Congress to come in and speak. A little late for that now. He's been subpoenaed by the House Judiciary Committee. But here's the problem with these guys. If you don't give them amnesty, if you don't do anything for them, they're going to plead the fifth up and down the street. There's not going to be any new information here. They need to threaten them point blank and say, look, we've got this on you. This is what we're going to use. We'll think about going light, but what are you going to give us? What are you going to do for us? And don't please, some of you self-righteous people can send me an email telling me how he should just do the right thing. He wouldn't be being subpoenaed on criminal charges if the man had the integrity to just do the right thing. Now, would he? He's being subpoenaed in this case because he is one of the bad guys. You got to stop being little Pollyannas at times. So Bob Goodlatte subpoenaed FBI agent Peter Strzok Friday, days after an attorney for the embattled investigator said that he would testify voluntarily before Congress. But they couldn't get any information on him. They wouldn't tell him when, how soon. When could they set up the appointment, so to speak? Now the disgraced FBI agent's deposition will be taken on June 27th at 10 o'clock. Aiton Goldman, Peter Strzok's attorney, told the Washington Post last week that his client will appear voluntarily before the House or any other congressional committee that wants him. He doesn't need immunity or invoking the Fifth Amendment. We'll see. Because whether he's been subpoenaed or not, if he was willing to testify without invoking either one of those two, he should still be willing to testify. Stark was removed from special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe, Russian debacle. In the summer of 2017, after the department discovered anti-Trump text messages. But here's the thing. The reason these guys aren't trusted, he was moved in the summer or released from that probe, yet they had known about those since April. They had copies of them since April of that year. Text between the two, him and his girlfriend. Now, they were both married, is my understanding. I mean, a real man of integrity, don't you think? The text between the two included observations about the 2016 election, criticisms about Trump. They used words like idiot and loathsome, menace, disaster. God. Really, seriously. First, I thought they were talking about Pelosi. The many of the texts had already been made public by the FBI. But a new inflammatory text revealed to the report that Strzok wrote in August of 2016 that Trump was never going to become president. Think about it. Well, actually, his girlfriend asked that question. Will Trump ever become president? He said, no, we won't. We will stop it. I'm sorry, right there. With the feelings he had during the president, do they not vet these people? Is that what's happening? Just because you've been, on the FBI or you've been an agent for the Secret Service or what have you, just means you're clean all the time. They don't go back and check anybody, see if they've been tainted or turned in any way, or would that be a lot to ask? I don't know. Right? Never. The double standard is what they would apply to us, what they would force us to fall in line with. They don't. That's the scary part. I'm Joe Messina, your host, Justin on the Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you for joining us. Always appreciate the time you spend with us. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. Lots happening there. Lots going on. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Be part of the conversation. Either dial in, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You can hop up on the website, therealside.com. There's a live chat room going on there. And for you Facebook aficionados, there's a live Facebook going on as well. We're just calling that a feed, I guess is what they call it. We can get in there and start talking to people on the same page as you, thinking the same way you do. You know, always, again, always fun. I always do appreciate the time that you guys kind of send me messages and such. I really do appreciate it. We're talking about the Peter Strzok having to be subpoenaed. I could say subpoenaed. But that's not right. That would be my Boston coming out. But, you know, he was willing to come speak, but I think they weren't waiting. I think it was just way too much time. He was taking more and more and more time to get his story straight, and he just needs to be hit hard. And these hearings need to come to a head soon because you're losing a lot of key players. Trey Gowdy's on his way out. I think it's crazy. I think he needs to stay. I wish you people in his district would talk him into staying. 855 Real Joe. All right, so no, I'm just hitting them all. I love these stories from some of these wonderful people. You know, it seems to be, well, you know what? I better do the right one. Let's do it. I'm listening to everybody call Trump Hitler. We're hearing this over and over and over and over and over again, okay? All right, whoopee ding. We're all called names or what have you. But think about what they're saying. And they're doing the same thing with the word Nazi and Hitler and Holocaust. Now, maybe this is the plan. I don't know. But they're doing the same thing with those words that they did with racist. They've made racist basically of no effect. Right? I mean, if you're called a racist for everything you do, from eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich just to making fun of somebody who's a different color, and you've included all that into a racist or racism, then that's a problem, isn't it? You can't do it. Because then what it means is the word doesn't mean what it's supposed to mean. It doesn't hold the same impact. You've heard me say it before. If I was called a racist 10 years ago, I would have to stop and listen to what I was saying, go back and listen to shows and say, oh, my God, what am I saying? What am I doing that's putting that out there? It's making people or leading people to believe that. I would check myself out. Now I just laugh at it because it's too easy to use. And we've done the same thing with Hitler, Nazism, and the Holocaust. And Trump is being accused, or they're making the border run more like the modern-day Holocaust, because exactly what's happening is we're taking those that are coming up from the border, we're separating the kids from the parents, we're taking their clothes, we're yanking their gold fillings out, and then we're putting them in major gas chambers and killing them all, because that's what we do. That's what Trump has ordered. That's what he does. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about how stupid that is, and we let them get away with it. But here's the problem. The young people that are involved in this now are believing the same thing. And they couldn't tell you who Hitler was in most cases. And in most cases, they couldn't tell you what Nazi stands for. They couldn't tell you what the Nazis did. But separating the families is what he's having a problem with. But in reality, it is the law. Change the law. Or if you guys on the left have decided that we don't no longer need it, I know you've decided we don't need the Constitution, except when you can use it to come after us. Right? I mean, seriously. Right? Some have said that this is no different than the internment camps where they put, during World War II, where they put the Japanese. Right? Oh, Japanese Americans, excuse me. It's not the same. It really isn't. You don't even want these people tagged and freed. You want them to come over the border. You've said it. Pelosi said it. Schumer said it. Many on that side have said it. They don't want ICE enforcing the law. Well, what do you want them doing? Hanging out looking pretty? What do you want them to do? Now, Cynthia Nixon labeled ICE a terrorist organization. She calls for its total abolition. So who is going to support or who's going to enforce the laws? And don't say the Border Patrol, because they're overwhelmed right now. And, you know, the other thing I think is really funny is you've got these, and even the Border Patrolmen know it's happening. All of a sudden you got congressmen, you got legislators going down to the border to see what's happening so they can comment on it. They haven't been there in decades. They haven't been there at all, and they're commenting on it. Then they go down to see it. They only see what they want to see. The kids that are being detained, my God, they're having dental work done. They're having eyeglass work done. They're having medical work done. They're eating better than they've eaten in years. But we're being so inhumane. Stop feeding those kids good food. New York gubernatorial candidate, former Sex and the City star, Cynthia Nixon, she labeled Immigration and Customs Enforcement a terrorist organization. She called for its abolition during a speech at a Manhattan church on Thursday. What church would they allow her to speak like that? See, again, if you're on the left, you get away with all the, you get to break all the rules. You really do. ISIS strayed far away from its mission. It's supposed to be here to keep Americans safe, but what it's turned into, frankly, is a terrorist organization of its own. And it's terrorizing people who are coming to this country, Nixon said during the speech. Really? So they're like at every airport. When you come here legally with a passport, when you come in here the right way, they're terrorizing you? These are the same nut jobs who said that our Marines, right, our military men, remember about 6 or 7 years ago? The Democrats were saying that our Marines in other countries, they were like stormtroopers that just went in. And they were killing babies. They were just killing machines. It's just sick. Nixon is challenging incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo. This is really funny. She's a Democrat. She's challenging Cuomo. Why? What's the reason behind it? I mean, they're both Dems. But Cuomo is not quite a socialist. Very close. She would be a flaming socialist. You know, you think it's easy to crap in the streets of New York now and get away with it. She got in there, forget about it. You'd have to give them the keys to the executive washroom. Because they're human beings, you know. Comments came after Nixon called for ICE to be abolished during a Thursday morning appearance on ABC The View. She said, I think that we need to abolish ICE. It seems really clear. They've strayed far from the interests of the American people, the interests of humanity. Well, not to be rude, but to be pretty much spot on. Yeah, our Constitution isn't for the interest of humanity. It is strictly for the interest of the American people. And she has forgotten that almost half of the American people who voted for Donald Trump. So you can't paint with a broad brush like that. It doesn't work. The primary in New York is held on September 13th. Cuomo currently leads Nixon 61-26%. Thank you, Jesus. You ever think I'd say that about a Democrat? No, we don't need those really far-left radical mindsets. Look what it got you, New York, already in New York City, and how he got back in. I am beside myself on it. I don't know how they pull that off. Are you guys not paying attention? Is this really, because if this is really what you want, then I'll stop complaining about it for you. And you know what? And they can just eat you guys alive, because that's exactly what's going to happen. And then what I'd say on top of it, since you voted him in, if you need a bailout, no, you get to go down. You get to crash and burn all by your onesies. You just, at some point in time, you got to look at somebody and say, you've had the opportunity. I'm done with you. Some of you want to agree with that, but heck, you keep phoning these people with it. Take advantage of you, spend your money, leave you high and dry, let the homeless poop and pee in the streets and leave their needles where your kids can see them, maybe even be poked by them. Think about it. And that's all okay, apparently. You're okay with that. You don't even look at the details. You act on pictures, you guys on the left towards the right. And we're Satan's brother. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Look, get involved in the conversation. Get involved, period. You want to be involved. You want to be engaged. You want to make sure that people are doing the right thing. They only do the right thing, apparently, now, or the majority of them do, is if you keep an eye on them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me listening to Real Sight. Have a great rest of the day, right? Don't be stupid. If you're going to hang out, you're online with us, or you're catching it on the station, we'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.